Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. Today, tag along as we explore the Mag Mile, Chicago's iconic and legendary shopping and dining. Take a ride with us, and we'll show you the Mag Mile on Your Hometown, sponsored by McDonald's at Properties in Granbury.
So, yeah, we're talking about the 13 blocks of North Michigan Avenue from the Chicago River to Oak Street. And today it's just a mix of luxury retailers, department stores, restaurants, hotels, commercial and residential buildings. I mean, we forget that there are an enormous amount of people that live in this area. And of course, you've got the Tribune Tower, the Wrigley Building, historic water tower, and a destination for everybody near and far for the holidays. Kristen Glutz is on the phone. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Kristen?
You're close, Lisa. Thanks. It's Kloos.
Kloos. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to be on with you. I've listened to you on the radio for so long, so I'm so delighted to get to speak with you.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you because I love the Four Seasons. It is absolutely gorgeous. And what a destination, especially for people who live in the burbs. Do you get a lot of people that... Let me ask you this. So as a concierge, you come in contact with many people who stay at the Four Seasons. Are you able to determine whether someone's local or whether it's a tourist right off the bat?
You know, sometimes I feel like I can, only because our locals know the city so well. So it actually challenges me even more to come up with exciting and different ideas for them because they've done a lot of things in the city. You know, so it kind of pushes the boundaries of what me and my team can do. And I'm fortunate. I have about 75-plus years of experience on our concierge team at the hotel, so you know you've got some real experts helping people come up with ideas. But that's how I can usually tell. They're like, oh, well, we've done this, we've done that. Like, come up with some new things for us, Kristen.
So, Kristen, you've been there since 2007, and let me just share something about your start because I love this. So you got your start at Disney, and you auditioned to be Cinderella at Disney?
I did. Well, I kind of almost accidentally went to the audition. I went with my roommate who wanted to be the Wicked Queen, and the casting director went to her, asked her what she was doing. He looked at me, and before I said anything, he goes, Cinderella, right? Come back tomorrow. And I just, my mouth opened, thought, oh my gosh, really? I have the wave down already.
I could be Cinderella, but you were too tall.
I was too tall. They measured me the next day and they said, oh, I'm so sorry. Just an inch and a quarter too tall. There are specific height differentials for princes and princesses.
Oh, you know what it is. The princes are too short. That's the problem. And you can't be towering over the prince. Oh, that's
exactly
funny. So from there, you got your start in hospitality and it must have been something that clicked within you that you decided you loved this role.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I really love making special experiences for people. And Four Seasons allows me to do that to the fullest because we dig into what people, why they're coming, what they love, and add those special touches. And I think during the holiday season, we kind of do that to our absolute best.
And one of the things that I always celebrated with my mom and my siblings was high tea every holiday season. And you have that at the Four Seasons, right?
We do. So we're doing a really special festive tea this year. You're getting traditional, but with a twist. So some interesting savory items like a croque monsieur or quiche Florentine, which are different than, like, you know, your tomato and watercress sandwiches or something like that. And then you have some really beautiful desserts that are curated by our pastry chef, Juan Gutierrez, who, if you haven't seen this already, is featured on a new show on Netflix, which, without giving away too much, it's very exciting to watch him.
Okay, what's the name of that show?
It's called School of Chocolate. And so it's a bunch of pastry chefs, and they're competing, but it is more a teaching show, so there's not eliminations, which I think just makes it more fun to watch because you get to see people develop throughout the show, and he's brilliant in it. And honestly, like, everything he makes on that show is just as delicious in person as it looks on television. I like to jokingly quality control daily, which basically means please let me try some of your sweets as often as possible.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I had no idea. I'm going to check out that show on Netflix.
Yes.
And how wonderful to have somebody like that in our city that can create these things. For us, the high tea was so wonderful because we could just sit and chat and, you know, try some small finger foods and some desserts and have a glass of champagne or have a glass of tea. And it's a great holiday tradition for lots of families. And if it's not one for yours, you should really give it a try. And
oh,
have
absolutely.
You seen a big increase in that at the Four Seasons?
We definitely have, and I really love this year. So in the past, it used to be you would be seated in our main restaurant area, and while that's absolutely gorgeous, we actually moved it into the area we call our social lounge, which is kind of right in the middle of the lobby area surrounded by our Christmas decor. So I think instantly it just sets the tone for the holiday season. And then actually our social lounge is another experience we have in the holiday season right now where you can do a bespoke caviar-inspired menu in the evenings, Thursdays through Saturday.
Well, you know what's nice is the Four Seasons is right there, and if you've been shopping and you're like, I just need to take a break. I just want to go feel like I'm out of all of the hustle and bustle and sit down in some beautiful surroundings and have some great food. And, of course, the Four Seasons is always known for superior service. So that's a great escape for people who are just coming into the city to shop, right?
I think so. And I mean, you know, we're part of the Shops at 900, so you have all the shopping here. You can just pop up to us, and it does feel very exclusive because we're on that level, and you have to kind of look for our main entrance. And I don't know, Lisa, have you been by since we've undergone our massive renovation?
I have not, because, you know, I used to come there for the Chicago dog and, you know, lots of stuff that you had, and I loved it. I actually, one time, was in your lounge and met Chris Cornell.
Did you really?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't go up and meet him. Okay, let's rephrase. I saw him. That was it.
I love to think you never know who you're going to meet at a Four Seasons. You need to come by. Our new restaurant and bar, Adorn, is fabulous. And our chef, Jonathan Sawyer, is a James Beard Award winner. And the lobby itself, it's absolutely transformed. You wouldn't recognize it from what it was before. And although before, I also loved it. I mean, I've been here as long as I have. This new contemporary look is so beautiful. And we've raised the ceiling, so it's got an even kind of bigger, more open feel to the space. Please come in. Drinks on me.
I'll take you up on that. As a concierge, what's the number one request you get? I mean, what's the common theme? What are people looking for when they come to Chicago and stay at your hotel?
You know, I feel like above all else, we are such a dining destination within the U.S., you know, especially, and people don't often realize how many Michelin-rated restaurants we have, how many talented chefs we have, which is why I was so excited when we had Chef Sawyer join us and then Chef Juan for our pastry, because now we're really kind of part of that whole scene in an even more expansive way than we were previously. But people are really coming here as a dining destination. So, you know, they're hoping to get into some of those hard to find spots. They want to stay somewhere where they can also just dine on site and have that really elevated experience. I think our restaurant connections are the most valuable right now as far as concierge is concerned.
And what about babysitters and dog sitters and concert tickets?
Oh,
yeah. All of that?
Oh, yes. And now that theater is open again, I mean, that's always a great thing to help people with. I feel like we do a lot of private tours, you know, so people can really kind of dive deep into the city and kind of see it in a way they haven't before. Babysitters are always a fun one and have been, you know, a little bit trickier these last couple of months given everything going on, but we have some great people that we work with and great dog sitters and things of that nature. And I think we do a lot of special room setups. So right now we've done a lot of specialty, you know, Christmas trees, adding some stockings to the rooms.
Wait a second, you're telling me somebody could ask for a Christmas tree put in their hotel room?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we have a few, like, small tabletop trees that we'll just add automatically if we find out that someone's coming for a holiday shopping experience. And then we have some, of course, at, you know, pricing available for larger ones, 8.5-foot tree, et cetera, that they can have in their guest room. And we've decorated the room. We do special holiday balloon setups with one of our partners. I mean, we've really kind of, my office right now looks like Santa's secret shop.
I bet it does.
So many things.
Kristen is the concierge at Four Seasons Chicago, and my hometown, our hometown, I like to call it mine. Our hometown is our feature. We feature a different area every month. And today it's the area that we all love to visit, especially during the holidays. And a lot of people live in the area as well. I want to know about your to-go offerings. Like, people could get Christmas dinner to go, correct?
They absolutely can, and we have our offerings featured on Talk this year. And so they can do a Christmas package, you know, that you can do anything from a party of 4 to 8, different pricing, $325 for 4, which honestly, when you do all that prep and all that expense, that's a great price to have it just be ready to just be heated up when you get home. And then it's our star chef preparing it for you, right? So you really can't go wrong. Comfort of your own home with a bespoke menu.
And what about New Year's Eve? That's a big night, right?
New Year's Eve is a huge night, definitely, and I think we're really offering some fun things this year. So my favorite combo idea is, you know, say you've got little ones at home and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to pay the babysitter through midnight. I want to be home, tuck them in, be in my pajamas for midnight. We have our first seating from 5 to 7:30. We're going to have live music at that seating. It's a truffle-inspired four-course menu. So, you know, you can have the whole evening and still be home before dealing with the rowdier New Year's Eve traffic at the end of the night. Then we have our 7:30 to 9:30 seating, which would include a champagne toast at midnight, a DJ to come in after that, so you got kind of a bit of more of the party feel, and it's a six-course menu with a truffle inspiration. So I feel like either one is going to be great. I plan to stick around to kind of have some champagne with guests at the bar that evening just to check in on everyone.
That's awesome. And of course, you'll be working. You never get a day off when you work in the hospitality industry, right?
Exactly. You know, you're on air when we're all doing things. We're listening to you tell us what to do, right? So,
well, it's very nice to meet you. Thank you for being a part of your hometown feature. It's Kristen. She is concierge at the Four Seasons Chicago, and she's the person to see in this city if you need something if you're staying at the Four Seasons. Have a beautiful holiday season, Kristen.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's such a pleasure talking to you. And please take me up on that drink at a door, and you let me know when you can come.
I sure will.